USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is accusing the news media of suppressing his numbers in several national and state polls. As he begins to officially kick off his 2020 re-election bid next week, he's now denouncing the polls that show him trailing top Democrats in key states that he won in 2016.
I think we're going to win. I saw a fake poll, a suppression poll in Pennsylvania. I even saw one in Texas. They're suppression. They're fake polls.
The president also tweeted he had to deal with suppression polls in 2016, but it's much worse this time. Hong Kong's chief executive, Carrie Lam, is hoping to calm public anger. She said she's putting aside an unpopular bill that would make it easier to extradite suspects to mainland China. Opponents of the measure say that's not enough, and they want to pull the bill entirely. Activists say they'll continue to protest until the bill is gone. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Crew members of the Norwegian oil tanker that was attacked in the Gulf of Oman have landed in Dubai after being held for 2 days in Iran. A Japanese ship was also attacked. The Trump administration says it has evidence that Iran is to be blamed for the series of attacks. The UK is siding with the US, but other countries are not taking sides. Germany's foreign minister has cast doubt that it's Iran. France won't choose yet. And even in the United Emirates, they're waiting for more investigations before they point any fingers. Iran says to stop blaming them because they didn't do it. There's a big celebration in St. Louis, Missouri. Hundreds of thousands of people gathered in the downtown area for a big festive parade to celebrate their hometown team, the Blues. The franchise won its first ever Stanley Cup. They beat the Boston Bruins 4-1 last Wednesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The president is saying, stay tuned for a big announcement coming soon. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
It's going to be a big surprise.
The president making the remark during a Friday afternoon Rose Garden event about health care, although he says what's coming is not related to health care.
Unrelated, but something that's going to have a profound effect on the things that we're talking about and have been talking about over the last 2.5 years. It's going to be something really incredible that'll take place over the next 2 weeks.
The Friday event was to announce the expansion of health care coverage for America's small businesses and workers through health reimbursement arrangements known as HRAs. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
New York City police say a 29-year-old officer has died in the department's third suspected suicide in less than 2 weeks. Police say the officer shot himself in the head on Friday afternoon on a Staten Island street right near a precinct. Last week, two longtime officers died in suspected suicides within 24 hours of each other. Police say they also died from self-inflicted gunshot wounds. The New York City officers' suicides come amid a rising nationwide trend. More than 47,000 U.S. suicides were reported in 2017. Experts say it's the highest rate in at least 50 years. Tickets with you on your computer or mobile device, and listen anytime at usaradio.com.